Please turn with me to Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 14. These are our subordinate doctrines. These are faithful summaries, a faithful tool that we can use to help us understand the Bible in a systematic sort of way. And so Lord's Day 14, I give you the page number, but they're two different books, so I'm not going to bother. So Lord's Day 14 talks about the Virgin, or the birth of Christ, being born of the Virgin Mary. Lord's Day 14, question and answer 35 and 36. Please respond to the questions. What is the meaning of conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary? That the eternal Son of God, who is and continues true and eternal God, took upon himself the very nature of man, of the flesh and the blood of the Virgin Mary, by the operation of the Holy Spirit, so that he might also be the true seed of David, like unto his brethren in all things except for sin. What benefit do you receive from the holy conception and birth of Christ? That he is our mediator, and with his innocence and perfect holiness in the sight of God, my sin wherein I was conceived. Amen. Saints of God, if we were to take a walk to the beach, you have a nice view, it's a very beautiful day out, and we have a very nice view of the Pacific Ocean. And if I were to grab a Home Depot orange bucket and tell you, I am going to fit the entire Pacific Ocean into this one bucket. There's no way. You're going to be thinking this is impossible. How is this possible? And the same question is raised when we talk about the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, the virgin birth. How is this possible? Because the claim that we make, as the Catechism highlights for us, is that the true, eternal Son of God, who is and continues to be God, the God who is eternal, the God who is infinite, the God who created all things, who is truly sovereign, who is outside of creation, who is outside of time, is now limited to a human body. How is this possible? And that's a very human question. In fact, Mary herself asked this very question when the angel approaches her and says, you will give birth to a son and you're going to call him Jesus. Maybe if at that point she's not thinking too much about it, but then afterwards the angel continues on saying that he will come from the line of David and his kingdom will never end. And that right there, she understood that who she was going to give birth to was not just a normal human being, but the Son of God, which is why she asks, how is this possible? How can this be? I do not know a man. And the Bible gives us very little on answering the how question. The how is answered when the angel says, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, will overshadow you. Which sounds a lot like the Holy Spirit in the beginning of creation, who hovered over the waters. You see, the Holy Spirit has always been the Holy Spirit of life. He always creates and generates life. He finishes what the Father plans. And so in the beginning, when he hovers, you can even say overshadows all of the creation, he finished what the Father planned in making it inhabitable for man. So if there's any person of the Trinity that could make this possible, it's him. And in the same way, the Holy Spirit made it possible for the eternal Son of God to take on human flesh, to become truly man. And Catechism wants to really focus the fact that he was truly man because of this sort of graphic language that it uses. The very nature of man, of the flesh and blood of the Virgin Mary. So that, in other words, saying that when Jesus is born from the Virgin Mary, he's going to have her DNA. He's going to look like her. He is her son in an earthly sense. And so the how is not so much emphasized in Scripture, not nearly as much as the why. Why does God have to do this? And explains in our catechism that we needed a Savior who was exactly like us, except one little thing, sin. Everyone who was born in Adam is in sin. So that means all of us. So if Jesus was born through a natural birth with a human father and a human mother, Jesus would then be born in sin. And so he needed to be exactly like us as a human being, human nature, in every way except sin. Because we needed a substitute to bear our sins. And so the virgin birth really points us exactly the extent of how big our problem is with sin. It's not just that we've done a couple bad things, that we made some mistakes, or maybe we made some really big mistakes, and those are the sins that Jesus needs to cover. No. From birth, David says, my mother conceived me. And Paul reiterates that same thought in a different way, that all who are in Adam will die. So all who are in that line will only face the curse, which is why Jesus is considered the second Adam, the new, the beginning of a new humanity that has been redeemed from the cursed humanity. And so those who are in Christ have been redeemed, being from in Adam to now being in Christ, crossing over from death to life. So that is a truly marvelous thing to understand why Jesus was born from the Virgin Mary. Born that man no more may die. Born that we may be born again. Amen? Amen. Let's conclude our summary of Lord's Day 14 with that.